I'm JP.
And I'm John Curtis.
And we are two nerds in a garage. It's a garage. Look. We did it. It's so messy because I didn't plan on us actually showing the garage today until the last second.
Quite last second. Literally.
And it's
really, we're on in 2 minutes. Oh, I can do this.
It's really messy. Hi, babe. What's good morning, up? Nerds.
Hello, nerds.
How are you all? Good morning, Justine and Jason
Smith
and Jenna.
Hello.
I love that you guys join us every week. It makes us very, very happy.
We talked about you guys this week.
We did. We were on StreamYard's live spotlight, or was it spotlight live? Or
spotlight.
They spotlighted us.
Yes.
And we bragged on our nerds and how fun you guys are. So maybe we'll have some of the new StreamYardigans join us. If you're here, if you join us, please let yourself be known. Because we love our StreamYardigans.
StreamYardians?
Justine says she likes our outfits.
Thank you.
These are purposely planned for our adventure day.
Yes.
I like that Justine always notices our outfits. It makes it feel like all the work is worth it.
You have a cool jacket.
So I want to remind everybody that patreon.com/two nerds in a garage. We are giving all kinds of free stuff to our Patreons all the time. And we're giving them special videos. And it's like really cheap to jump in, like $5 a month.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us, we would love to have you there.
Indeedy.
So.
Oh, she saw our StreamYard.
Oh, thanks for watching.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jenna. Jenna loves my jacket. I actually made this. I didn't make the jacket. But I made it cooler.
Yes.
We had PS5 madness.
Okay, we were trying to get the PS5 because we're PS whores.
Well, okay, to start, it's not really out of vanity because my controller isn't working on my PS4. The thing that it won't recognize my USB.
Yeah,
so I can't pull games. So we're like, at least, you know, buy a PS5. It solves our problems and it's faster.
And I love that rationale.
They released Wins.
Thursday. PS5.
We were stupid and didn't order them in advance. I don't know why.
Well, your controller was working back then. It's literally, you were
and
like,
I thought they were going to be like $800 and they're like $500.
Which it's still pretty expensive.
Not, no. When in your head, you think you're going to spend a grand a piece.
Yeah.
Something like a grand for both.
Yeah. And we have to get two because we got a game together. So.
Yeah, of course. Because we got a match. You can't be all slow if I'm fast.
That's true.
Also, if we bought one, you would claim it and you'd give me your old PS4.
That is true, too. That's love.
Is it love?
You can have my old PS4.
So they release, and it turns out, we find out late. So it's like halfway through the release day. We find out that Walmart is doing every 3 hours or so, they're going to release more on stock.
You would think that's a really smart idea. But no, it's the most frustrating thing in the world.
Refresh. I'm in. It won't let me go to the next page. And then you get to the address page.
I got in. Out of stock. Out of stock.
It was so incredibly frustrating.
Here, ask me if they're in stock. Out of stock.
There's actually a page that I sent you. It's like TechRadar or somebody. It has a page dedicated to the PS5, like who has it in stock, how they're doing it, and it refreshes every few hours. So we keep refreshing to see if anybody gets any in stock. Now we don't really want them that bad. Now it's become a whole other thing. Now it's like, we're going to win
this. A mission. Jason thinks you should get the PS5 and not me. What up with that?
Because Jason understands that is love.
We'll see.
Yes. Oh, so, but, okay.
Did you just...
Despite
did it glitch out,
I did because I was like, I know there was something else gaming related, and I just remembered. Justine says, so were they out of stock?
The words haunt me,
Maria. I love first world problems. We were joking about this earlier because we have two TVs.
Yeah, I feel guilty.
We have two TVs in the living room, obviously, so we play side by side, and so now we have two remotes, right? Because we just got a TV that works. It sounds like we're spending a lot of money.
We got to slow down.
But this morning I like pick up the remote and turn off my TV, but actually turned on his TV, and I was like, first world problems when you're using the wrong remote.
Why, God? Why?
Okay, but despite my PS4 not always working, I'm literally to the point where I was blowing in the whole old school style like Nintendo because it wasn't working. I still had some pretty good games, And I'm going to show these on air mostly because I want to remind John, who is the greatest gamer of all time, in case you didn't know.
Okay, let's qualify some stuff here. I never said I'm the greatest gamer of all time.
What did you say then?
I said you are not the greatest gamer.
No, that's not what you said. You said, I said something snarky. You went, well, I am the best.
This is not going to end well for me.
So I want to show some of my badass clips because I don't usually have badass. He does all the badass stuff. He goes out and he's aggressively fighting. And I'm always the one who's like, I guess I'll stay by the bomb because someone has to watch the bomb.
Yeah, meat shield.
Great. Thanks. But this was fun. Here we go. Wait.
Damn it.
Bullshit.
Can't believe I just won that. I cannot believe I just won that. I don't even care if I die right now. I can't believe I just won that shit. Holy shit. I can't.
It's too long.
I did a cut down version. I'm very upset right now.
So the sum of that, after watching all that,
wait,
is
I'm
that
gonna show you another
you
one.
Now
hold
know
on.
We swear a lot.
I'm gonna show you another one, and I'm gonna look for the cut down version.
See, it's good practice for me, babe. Just did some headshots with my heavy ass gun. How the fuck are we ahead right now? Anybody else? Anybody else?
They kept running down my hallway of death. It was fun.
When she gets cocky, it's amazing.
It's funny because when you're cocky, I'm annoyed. If
yeah,
I'm cocky,
but you're cocky, it's
you're
awesome.
Like turned on. You can't even deny it. You wanted to try to deny it just now, but he couldn't.
There it is.
I really want to find the cut down because the other video is fun. It's like you see me just like everybody's dead and I'm just killing everybody.
Yeah.
What a bummer. I have one more fun clip of the week that's not gamer related.
What is that?
For all of our nerds. Wait. Back it up. What is this all? Summer says, sorry, I'm late, y'all. I'm at Costco. And Justin says, Summer, get some free samples.
It's all Costco's about is fighting traffic, getting free samples, and having food in their food court.
I don't like Costco. We literally walked in twice in our whole over 4-year relationship. I think we walked in, lasted 10 minutes maybe, and walked out buying nothing.
It is a madhouse.
It was terrible. I'd rather just pay like 10 bucks extra.
I'd rather try to get a PS5 on Walmart.com.
Well, and the TV we were trying to buy at one point was actually cheaper at Walmart than Costco anyway. So
truth.
What's the point? Okay, ready for this? So everybody, Fresh Prince is officially doing that show,
yes.
the one-time reunion show on HBO
Max.
I haven't watched this yet.
Oh, I haven't either.
It's a cut down. It's a 3-minute trailer I cut to like 30, 45 seconds.
Let's go, Uncle
Phil. Story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and
I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the president. How crazy is it walking in here?
I've always been able to recognize chemistry.
Will and Alfonso,
from the very beginning, were just playmates.
This is my brother Carlton. He knows we can't afford any bigger clothes, so he just doesn't grow.
Nobody ever asked me if I could act.
This joke,
you couldn't.
And you couldn't.
I had no aspirations to act.
Jeff turned down the show literally 10 times.
Will is very good at talking me into things.
They said, oh, we want you to audition for this new sitcom with a rapper. I said, pass.
works for us. Oh, it just goes back to us.
Okay. Oh.
You're not the tech one. Let me handle the tech. There's so much stuff on HBO Max by the time that comes out that
we'll get
the free week trial and we'll just binge for a week.
I feel like we've done the free week trial 4 times now.
No. HBO Max just came out.
Okay.
Not even a year ago.
Oh, we did HBO Go for a free week. We did it. Okay.
But there's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Are you guys excited for the Fresh Prince? I know I am.
Somebody said that Alfonso Ribeiro. Who said it? Were we watching together? Someone said Alfonso Ribeiro is the greatest physical comedy actor ever.
Wow.
They were doing.
I don't know who said that. I think he's great. I wouldn't say ever. I want to go back. Jason has a question. Is Rogue Company cross-platform?
It certainly is.
Yes, it is.
PC, Xbox, PlayStation.
Matter of fact, usually it shows you who's PS, and then I believe everybody else is probably PC.
Or Xbox. Get in our squad, yo.
Well, there's 8 people playing at once, and usually we're the only 2 PS players. If there's like 3 or 4, I'm like, whoa, look at all the PS players.
Mm-hmm.
So it absolutely is. Join us. And Justine says she's looking forward to the Fresh reunion. I am too. This looks so much
certified
fun.
Fresh.
We need fun right now. Like the world needs some fun.
Yes, we do.
All right. We cannot end our morning rants without
talking about The Mandalorian.
Yeah. I hope you watched it.
I hope you watched it.
I don't have any spoilers to talk about because I want to go back to episode 2.
Okay.
Because it's absolutely out of control. You know how the internet just cancels everything? Everybody's canceled all the time. Well,
what now?
Baby Yoda canceled amid accusations of genocide.
That's a joke cancellation. I love it though.
I laughed so hard at that. Yes. That's why I was laughing at yesterday. I was like, I can't tell you. I got to show you.
That's pretty funny.
But it really is like there's really serious tweets all across, like where people are like, you know, Star Wars hates women, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, get over yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hilarious moment with Baby Yoda's eating someone's eggs that he shouldn't be eating.
He's eating a species.
It's funny.
Well, let's talk about this episode.
Okay.
So, as everyone knows, it was Bryce Dallas Howard's second episode that she directed.
She's so good.
Internet exploded. Saying how great she is. Jeez. People are saying on Twitter that she should direct a whole season. What do you think about that?
I would say, why not give her an episode, a movie?
Ooh, people were saying that as well.
We don't give women Star Wars movies. It's probably more than past time.
I would also like to talk about how characters from the animated Star Wars series, the Clone Wars and Rebels, showed up and were teased in this episode.
I was so bummed that I didn't have a camera set up doing reaction videos of him because there was constantly
cut to my thing, please. There are a few funny tweets out there that encapsulate what I'm trying to talk about here. Trying to explain the significance of Bo-Katan and Ahsoka Tano to my friends who never watched Star Wars Rebels or the Clone Wars. That's me trying to talk to Jen. There it is. Why would you watch Clone Wars and Rebels? They contribute nothing to the timeline. Me. Yes. That was me. I was super, super excited about everything in that episode. Holy crap-a-moly.
You're nerding out.
Yes.
And that really, both of those are very much you.
Yes.
And even when we are watching, we've just started The Queen's Gambit. Different reactions. You see that? The whole show, the whole first episode, he's giggling and giddy, and I'm just like, oh my God, is this something going to happen?
No, it was awesome. It was so cool.
I like how excited you get over stuff, but...
I like chess, but this was just... There was something really awesome about it. And we're only 1.5 episodes into The Queen Gambit. And you got a show you want to prop up?
Well, we might as well jump into our recommended binge show of the week then.
Might as well.
Which is... I'm not recommending you binge this show. I'm just recommending you all watch the first 2 episodes of the new season of The Good Doctor.
Oh.
It's on ABC because the first 2 episodes of this season.
Oh, they talk about COVID, huh?
Well, it's not even talk about. They take you into patient rooms in ways that is so heartbreaking. So the minute you're thinking COVID's not a big deal because we're all fine and we're living our lives, it reminds you of why it's a big deal. So Grey's Anatomy has also started out with a COVID episode, and there's more about how it's affecting the doctors. Good Doctor breaks your heart because of how it's affecting the people who who are dying.
I know.
And going on ventilator. It shows you how, I'm going to cry just thinking about it, how intense it is to decide to put someone on a ventilator. And like, you're awake. You have to go, okay, you're going to put me to sleep, put me on a ventilator. Like, you know, this is happening. It's not like, oh, I'm unconscious, I have to make you breathe. Like, it's,
I mean, we're seeing stories all the time about how people can't even say goodbye to their loved ones.
These two episodes will really, even if you're not a fan of medical shows, yeah. I think you'll love it because you tuned into 15 minutes of Grey's and we're like, oh, why don't I watch this? So you should watch those first two
episodes. Stay safe out there, nerds.
Yes.
To all of our nerds globally.
Especially, yes, all of our global nerds.
Morocco, stay safe.
Jenna says the Grey's episode was hard to watch. If you thought that was hard to watch, try Good Doctors. That first two episodes. Oof. Oof, oof, oof. Justine, I started watching the first episode. I had to shut it off. It was so hard.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to take us in a different direction then. Because I actually, for once,
have a recommendation.
I have a binge show on Apple TV. So maybe not a lot of people get it. But Jason Sudeikis, husband of Olivia Wilde. he stars in a show called Ted Lasso. Okay. He's this mustache, Southern guy.
Which, let me start by saying, I don't like him. There's nothing about him that makes me go, oh, I like Jason Sudeikis. Uh-huh. And it was worse the minute he opened his mouth and was doing this Southern character. I hated it. But I will say that at some point he starts to charm you.
Yes, he does.
But I also couldn't get into the show like you did. I fell asleep. And how many? I fell asleep during episode two. How many episodes did you watch?
I watched 8 shows and I finally went to sleep at 3 a.m. It's so cool. So the premise, he's this college football coach who miraculously just wins a lot of games because he's a good coach. Cut to the English Premier League in the glorious United Kingdom.
Well, he's a football coach. He doesn't know anything about
American
soccer.
Football. Doesn't know anything about soccer. So this woman hires him to coach Richmond, which is a Premier League team. And she...
Well, I wouldn't give any spoilers.
Well, this is all in the first episode anyway. Yeah, just watch it.
Let's just say, yeah, it's antics.
She hires him to bring the team up. Oh, it's good. It's good.
Well, you know, the characters are... There's a lot of great character work in it.
You cheer for every character.
The owner of the team, her work. She was my favorite character. I don't know. I'll think about revisiting. I know
Check
you said you
out.
Would watch it again. That's how much you love
yes,
it.
Yes, I would. I would definitely watch it again. Ted Lasso.
I don't think about it. I don't know if any of you guys have watched Ted Lasso. All right. So we have a new thing we're going to try to do every week.
Ooh.
Which is Nerd Couple Tip
Ooh.
Of the Week. We need a song for that. Or we need to have Maria give us another Nerd Couple Tip of the Week. Because there are always certain things that come during our week that I'm like, I wonder if other nerd couples know to deal with this or deal with this or how you deal with it. This one's very simple though, because we have been buying way too much stuff. we're always asked what headphones we use. And I've always had these headphones are Razer.
Right.
They're really good. So I thought.
Yes.
Because I couldn't play with.
This sucks.
Well, I couldn't, the controller wouldn't work. So I was like, I'm just going to go buy some Bluetooth headphones. And I wanted Razer again. We leveled up with the Nari Ultimate. So if you're a gamer, I highly recommend these. Because they have haptic feedback. Yes. They have insane surround. There's a point. There's things that both he and I, when we were what we put these on, because yeah, of course he had to buy some because I bought some. When we were wearing these in the game the first time, we were like, wait.
Vibrate your head.
Well, you were like, wait, do you hear that water?
Yeah.
I never heard
there's
that water
effect. In the game we never even knew about.
You hear the footsteps coming a mile away. Mm-hmm. Like,
advantage. This is why we're dying all the time.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Everyone else has the advantage.
You can't tell that's lit up. But it's actually a light.
You can't tell. She likes the light.
Well, and they fit my head and they
Shiny.
Fit your big head. So like they're good for all things.
I know what you did there.
I like it. I like how the controls are all on it. I like how you can turn the chat up and down and keep your game levels the same.
Yes.
I don't know. They're great. So gamers who watch.
They're fantastico.
Or even if you're not a gamer and you just want really cool sound when you're listening to music, because the bass, like when the game's loading, we're like, I feel like we're in the club.
Vibrate your head.
Boop, boop. Terrible. Terrible. Okay. happy Nerd Club of the Week.
Oh, yeah. What you got?
I have one. Basically going to set this up by saying, if this doesn't arrive in my house in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to throw a fit.
What is it?
Okay. From Star Wars Mandalorian, it's the Child Feature Plush RC. Now you can control where the child goes or activate follow me mode to have the child find the child.
Oh, my.
Who is your friend?
It's the Mandalorian. Child, the Mandalorian. Child Feature Plush RC. Batteries not included.
Species killer.
That's the short version. There's a longer version where he's like just following the kid all around. Oh my God, I need him so bad.
Oh my God.
So you can apparently only buy him at Disney World or Disney or at Disney. Like you can't just go to like Walmart.
What?
And I can't believe I was just there.
And you didn't get it?
No, I think I saw it, but I was like, oh, that's the one I have because it was the same kind of box.
You just got the child. You have a perfectly good child.
That child doesn't follow me around.
Please. If there's a hotline anyone knows about could call.
Did you see his ears moving?
Please text it in our comment section right now. We'll call later.
Uh-huh. We want to talk about, forgot, what was this that we were talking about? You had an obsession the other day with something. You're like, I have a problem. Can't remember what it was. Boobs.
What? I don't know. I got nothing. I got a little nerd funny.
Okay.
It's not a nerd joke of the week since it's not spoken.
Okay.
It's more visual. So let me pull it up here. Loving my new Klingon bird of prey tattoo.
Should I get this?
You don't get it? No. You watched all of Star Trek Discovery.
I don't remember.
Klingon birds of prey. They have cloaking devices, right?
Okay.
The tattoo is cloaked. It's not there. Oh, God. Help me out. Anybody? Jason? I'll take a pity laugh.
You know what? You weren't supposed to do the nerd joke of the day. This is the thing. You're supposed to let me run the show.
Why wasn't I supposed to do it?
Here's the thing. I said to him literally this morning, I said, would you like an outline of the show order?
Why wasn't I supposed to do the joke right now?
So that we go and he goes, no. He's like, you can just run the order. Because nerd joke of the week comes after I finish my happy clips and after we play this.
Now it's time for the stupid nerd joke of the day.
So you ruined Maria's intro.
So the birds of prey tattoo. Yeah.
No. Fail and on every level.
And anyway, to our podcast listeners, the birds of prey tattoo, this guy was showing his shoulder and there was nothing there.
Well, that's Summer, the Trekkie among
Thank
us.
Thank you, Summer. Says,
I got it right away, John.
Thank you.
Jason says, I got it right away. Pretty funny, but better that you had to explain it.
Blarg. Blarg.
I think this is in relation to my baby Yoda. Justine says, oh, you're adopting. Congratulations.
She's already adopted one. You can't adopt too many.
You cannot let all of the childs of the world be homeless. They need to be here.
We have a child that's loved right now. And you're going to get the moving child. And suddenly that child's going to be like,
that child will sleep in the bed. And the moving child will follow me around.
Wow. Problems.
Now that you've got us all out of order, I want to share something that's a happy clip of the week, even though it's not necessarily nerd related, but I just felt like it was too awesome not to share. Mm-hmm. And I have to find it because I have all these freaking stupid things that have to be open to work.
What are you
go
doing?
Away. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So this 21-year-old man has made history as the first person with Down syndrome to complete an Ironman triathlon.
Dang!
And there's so much in this story that's just unbelievable. Like I want to tell you a couple of the bits, but like, because there's like some part where he was like hurt or
oh my God,
he got I should have highlighted it, but I way too much stuff going on. But I just wanted to give him a shout out because I think that how cool is that?
That is really cool.
And I don't like that it keeps going to our garage thing. Stop, StreamYard. Stop.
So we watched.
No.
Okay.
I don't know what you're gonna talk about.
I was gonna talk about.
I know it's not time.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to sit here quietly and see.
Nope.
Because we have a nerd text game. Break out your phones. Yes. I don't know where my phone is.
Your phone's right there, you dumb.
Oh. My phone is the camera that's showing you the garage. I can't do it.
I guess I'm playing the game. Yeah.
So The thing is, get your phones out. Middle button predictive text.
Yes.
Here it goes. My dream adventure.
My dream adventure.
Yes.
What?
And then middle button until you make a sentence. Everybody, my dream adventure with your middle buttons. You got one?
Yeah. Yeah. Tight. My dream adventure was the best night out. And it is a good place.
Oh, so basically when we went to the show, the live Good Place show.
Okay.
That's a really lame adventure though.
Yeah, totes.
When I did as a test, I can't remember what it was, but I should have sent it to you. Almost did it to have it, but it was something really lame too. It was like my dream adventure is to be at the place. I don't know. It was really dumb.
Basically,
she just wants COVID to be over.
I think we could agree with you. These dream adventures are all situational. They're not.
Maria, my dream adventure was the best thing to have to come visit, and you were so happy. You're just assuming she's talking about you.
I did. That's selfish.
Jason, my big adventure was the best of the best, and most importantly, I was in a big rush for the last time.
It's the best of the best of the best.
We don't know what it was, but it was really good, apparently.
Best of the best. The best. Where's Cooper, man? I want to do a drunk
text. We never get our drunk checks when he's not on.
Come on, Coop.
Summer, you can't just pick what your dream adventure is to cruise again. You have to say my dream adventure in your phone and then middle
predictive
button
text
to let your phone tell you what your dream adventure
exactly
is. Tanya, hey, welcome, nerd.
Hello, Tanya.
My dream adventure was the best of the bagel. And I was like, I said you were in a min of the bagel.
That's the best adventure of all time.
You're so about the bagel.
I want a bagel right now. That would be my dream adventure right now. Con cream cheese y lox.
I did and what?
What?
I don't know.
For our podcast listeners, we're reading someone's predictive text.
And we're reading Summer's tweet, which made me confused. So, why we get more of those in? If we do... We have a nerd question of the week.
Ooh.
Nerd advice question.
Bring it.
I'm a mother of two kids, 8 and 10, and we are finding ourselves going stir crazy because we can't go do much of anything. Any thoughts on what we can do?
Oh, I have a thought.
First off, Summer says I'm at Costco. Give me a break. What's more important, Summer? Costco or us?
Buying in bulk is important, though.
She bringing us something? I want a bunch of cookies. No, I don't.
I have an answer for that right away.
Okay.
Play Among Us.
He keeps trying to get me to play this Among Us
yes
game.
Jason got a group together playing Among Us. I'm trying to rope her in. That would be fun. It'd be a lot of fun.
I just feel like if I'm going to play a game, I want to play the PS4. I don't want to play a stupid phone game. Also, I'm not going to recommend this to this mother because everybody's always in their phones too much. So I came up with something that I want to share with our audience to participate in.
Really?
Yes. I recommend that you create a scavenger hunt.
Ooh.
We came up with some for you guys. So
scavenger hunt time.
Here is what you're going to do this week if you so choose to do it and win prizes. What is there some?
Kate Carson, Costco for life.
So here's the scavenger hunt rules. You only have to do three things and then you're eligible to win a prize.
Yes.
One, send us a photo of your action figure in a window.
Yes.
Two, a photo of a nerdy bumper sticker or decal.
Yep.
And three, the live long and prosper in real life, whatever that means to you.
Yes.
Preferably in a public place.
Yep.
Preferably you force somebody you don't know to do it. Mm-hmm. But you know, whatever, however you want to play the game, the hard way or the easy way, yeah. The fun way or the dumb way. It's all up to you.
Well, we need photo documentation.
Yeah. So the deadline is next Saturday's show, 10 a.m. Tag at Two Nerds in a Garage on Facebook or Instagram with your photos. If it's easier for you to email or private message them, that's fine. But we think it's really going to be really fun. If we do it, we are going to do this as well.
Yes.
Separately. So
ooh,
we will see
who I'm going to win.
Gets it done first. Although I'm going to be in here all day going live. So you'll probably go do this while I'm live and I'll just be behind. Yeah, I think it'll be fine.
Can you do this? Did you say you couldn't do this?
I can't do this. I don't even know how you're making your fingers do that. I can't, even if I hold
live long and prosper.
But I can do this.
You did it.
Can you do that?
The claw. Jim Carrey's claw?
No.
Le claw!
This. With your fingers.
Ooh, I just flicked off. So.
Riveting stuff for our podcast listeners who can't see what's going on right now.
We were flipping each other the bird.
So John and I have a date at the end of the month to go to the Stranger Things pop-up.
Drive-in!
We have had this, it's like a drive-through thing with your car. It's an experience.
It's not a drive-in.
It's not a show. It's not a movie.
Oh.
What if you...
Oh, wait. It's kind of like a Star Court thing. I don't know what it is. You know what? I'm going to be surprised.
I also didn't want to look up that much either because I want to be surprised. But we've had the tickets for months. It's finally getting close. And I was like, John, you've never even seen like Stranger Things,
the
last season. So we sat down and watched it.
I watched the first season. I got lost in the second season. So I never got to the third season. So she sat me down and caught me right up.
Like, you were into it.
So into
it. The third season is the best of the three, I think.
Turn around. I've been singing that for a while.
But that got me thinking about this, babe. I was like thinking, could we even have, like, because of how, like, Stranger Things is very mature, right? Uh-huh. The kids are very realistic. Mm-hmm. They curse, whatever. Could we even have a Goonies-style movie nowadays? Like, would it work?
Well, as based on Stranger Things, yes.
No, because Goonies is very innocent. There's no, it's all based on this innocence of these guys, of these kids. There's an innocence. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like they don't know the world. Like, there was no internet back then.
Yeah, the internet can really mature you quickly.
I think all kids these days are way more mature. That's why I want. Could we even have that genuine, like,
oh, I see strangers,
innocent kids, or even a hunt with a treasure map because we don't have the internet. Like,
well, if you said it in the 80s, yeah, you could have that movie.
But even they are not innocent, though. They're very mature and I don't think we can. But that got us thinking about what were the best kid adventure movies besides Goonies, which is the ultimate.
We're taking Goonies off the table.
Kid adventure movie.
Although I don't know what I have. I don't have anything against Goonies, but I just don't remember it that well. And I have no need to go back to it. But I love Goonies, which is weird.
Goonies is a staple.
Okay.
So
best
got kids our five
adventure.
Summer agrees with me. I just want to put that on the screen.
Of course.
Excuse me. Kate says she is doing the Holiday in Your Car experience at the end of the month.
Oh, nice.
There's a Holiday in Your Car.
Oh. We have more recommendations for your question.
Justine, my friend does a trip around the world with her kids. Each week they choose a new country or specific place to visit and they research fun stuff about the place, host fun activities in relation to that culture, create fun costumes and cook their specialty foods. So it's learning an adventurous experience without leaving home. I think that might be a new nerd challenge for another day.
That is something we need to do. Screw the kids.
Jenna said she did a scavenger hunt for her daughter for Halloween. That is so fun. We do a scavenger hunt with Harley and her bestie Soleil every Christmas. It's Christmas scavenger hunt. So once decorations, everything are out, well, who knows this year if we can do it. But COVID. We would randomly draw cards from this pile. Each have about 10 and maybe we go to Universal or something. And throughout the day, our team versus their team.
We won, right?
We always win.
Yeah.
They're not listening to me.
No.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
So, best kid adventure movies.
Yes.
Besides Goonies.
No Goonies. Adventure. Okay.
My number five.
What's your five?
Spy Kids.
I've never seen it. And.
Hold on, I got to throw up real quick.
I know.
No, I want to tell you about Spy Kids.
Well, okay.
I saw Spy Kids at the Man's Chinese Theater, the actual Man's Chinese Theater with the.
Well, not the fake Man's Chinese Theater?
Well, not the TLC Chinese Theater where we have like the best film festival.
That's not the actual Chinese Theater?
No, see? He was making fun of me. He doesn't even freaking know. And he's lived in California for 20 years.
California. I would like
some broccoli. When you go there and there's all the handprints? If you walk directly in that building the Asian theme, that's a theater.
Yeah.
Upstairs is the Man's Chinese Theater, the TLC one, the new one, the TCL one.
Okay.
Where all the film festivals play.
Okay.
Not the same. So anyway, Hollywood experience. Pretty sure that I saw this actually the first time it was with Sarah Silverman and all the people from Greg's the Bunny watching it. I don't think any of them liked it, but me and the person I was with, my best friend, loved it so much. No, we loved it so much that we both hid in the bathroom.
What?
His Hufflepuff side is not going to approve of this. We hid in the bathroom and we waited for all the crowds to switch and then we came out and watched it again.
Rule breaker, son of a.
I knew you were going to hate it.
Pay for your tickets, damn it. Anyway, when compiling this list, I was really lamenting the fact that I had never seen Spy Kids.
Are you open to seeing it?
Yeah, let's watch it
this
week.
It's a super fun movie.
Well, because especially when compiling this list, it seems like the quintessential, like, kids are heroes film.
I mean, yeah. And it was hard because I couldn't find it. Like, Goonies adventure film is like, right. You know, you have you're going to A and then B and then C and you're getting to this point. Right. There's not a lot of movies that do that.
Right.
So Spy Kids isn't exactly that, but it is definitely the
case. It was kind of hard to compile this list because when I started thinking about them, there were so many animated movies that fit this, but we decided just it has to be live action, no animation.
So what's your number five?
My number five is Dora and the Lost City of Gold, which we saw together.
That actually was really fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I was about
to wear the shirt.
As soon as you said Dora, I was going to make fun of you, but then I was like, man, I really liked that movie.
I know. She's this awkward kid, but she's smart and like she's got her group of little friends and it was cool. And it's got that Spanish guy who's funny.
It was funny. It really was. It was funny. And then the end, the big ending, the big ending credits thing.
Oh, yeah.
Smiles for days.
Yep.
Smiles for days.
Loved it.
My number four is Shazam, not to be confused with Kazam with Shaquille O'Neal. You have Shazam?
As my number four.
What?
I know.
This is like a historical moment.
Whoa.
Did the earth shake?
It did.
Okay. I just think that was so
Shazam!
Fun.
Shazam!
I almost didn't put it on because he's an adult. He's
an adult.
But I was like, nobody's a kid.
Yeah, and it's the kids that are the heroes of the film.
Yeah.
Like they might morph into some more adults, but they're still the kids.
Yeah.
Ah, I love that movie.
It surprised me. My expectations were way
DC.
So that was your number four. So what's your number three?
My number three is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
That is my number two.
Ooh, interesting. And I didn't want to put like obviously we took Goonies off. And I almost didn't put this one on because it was like everyone chooses it, but we just watched it. And that's why I had
and
to put it on.
I
there.
Think when we just watched it again, we forgot how much of an adventure it was.
Yes. And it's just these kids trying to traverse, you know,
trying to get home.
Yeah.
It was great. My number three is Adventures in Babysitting, which I see there's a lot of people in the audience voting for that one. Justine, Adventures
in Babysitting.
Oh, look at
that. Kate Carson.
Yeah. I love Adventures in Babysitting. And you know what? I don't even know if you've seen it. Have you seen it?
What?
Adventures in Babysitting.
No. You haven't? Have not. No. I know. My 80s cred right out the window. It is 80s, right? Or is it early 90s?
It might be early 90s.
Okay.
What's your number?
That was my number three, which was your number two. So what's your number three?
That Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, okay. My number two is E.T.
Phone.
I really didn't want to include it just because also we talk about E.T. all the time, but I can't help it.
More we talk about it, the more I think E.T. is overrated.
No.
It is.
You're so wrong. He's so wrong. Why do we keep bringing it up? Because it's one of the greatest movies of all time. Why is there a whole ride dedicated to it at Universal Studios?
Because there was nothing else out at the time. I would also like to point out, Justine is agreeing with you. E.T. is a classic.
Thank you.
But Jason Smith says you really need to watch Adventures in Babysitting. For shame, John. For shame.
Shame.
And if one of the guys are saying it, then shame. All right. So you've said four?
Yes.
All right. My number one.
Uh-huh. Drum roll.
Which I also had a problem because it's an adult with the kids. So I was, but I love this movie so much. And he's like a big kid anyway. Jumanji.
I was going to choose Jumanji, but I took it off the table because it's the adults most of the movie.
Is it though?
Yes.
I thought it was him and the kids most of the movie.
No.
Yeah.
The kids get lost into their adult selves and it's the adults.
No. Not Jumanji with The Rock or whatever.
Robin Williams?
Robin Williams Jumanji.
Okay. That's one where the kids get sucked into the game. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God. How would you think that those movies are fine and all, but Robin Williams, who's a big kid with the kids, the first Jumanji is absolutely fantastic.
Okay. I can see it. That's why I didn't include it though.
You didn't see it?
I've seen it. Oh. I didn't include it because I didn't think it fell under the rules. You know, if I chose it and she thought it broke the rules of the game, she'd give me a lot of crap right now.
Why would that? How is that breaking the rules of the game more than Shazam?
Well, I thought you were talking about the other one. Anyway,
well,
I'm
shocked. Like to say that Justine is also saying, of course, it's the original Robin Williams one with a little ooh, Jumanji. I don't know. Maria is, I'm sorry. Did I hear that right? Jen just said E.T. is overrated.
Yeah.
Throws dishes on the floor now. what I'm here for. To
that is
outrage
the reaction
our nerds.
Everyone should have. So I am shocked you didn't include this in your list.
Okay.
The ultimate nerd kids group conquering all that they come across. The Harry Potter franchise.
You know, I don't really like those movies.
What? Come on!
You know I don't like those
the
movies.
The ultimate kids conquer all.
I love the books. Are we talking about adventure books? Great. Harry Potter wins everything. Talking about movies? It's not even on my list. But I will tell you some...
I'm going to have to give you a hiss.
You know this is not even a surprise.
Come on.
And Harley's been watching them because we went to Universal and you know we did all the Harry Potter stuff and it sparked that new love for it. So she's been watching all the series, all the movies again. And I walk in and I'm just like, yeah, see, flat. Fantastic Beasts, on the other hand, especially the second one, love, love, love. I think they did those right. And I wish the Harry Potter movies were done like that.
Oh my God.
They're more real. They're more gritty.
Breaking my brain. The Grindelwald, the whole Fantastic Beasts things are nice. They don't even come close to the legendary pantheon of the Harry Potter movies. Not even close.
It's only in your head what the whole thing means. It's not the actual movie. The movies themselves are not that interesting. Okay. I'm going to move on before his head explodes. Justine says, oh, wait, let's see. Kate says, the Harry Potter movies are only like the best book to movie adaptions ever. Wrong.
Thank you.
They are the worst.
Please, because I say it, it doesn't get through to her. If you guys say it, maybe.
Best book to movie adaptation, I would argue, is Lord of the Rings.
We had a whole show about this.
I would say Harry Potter books were the Harry Potter movies were cast very well, except for a couple of like Harry. I didn't like Daniel Radcliffe. I love him now. I think he's fantastic and everything he's done since.
He is perfect as Harry Potter. Perfect.
I don't know. I read the books. At the end of the first book, I cried. At the end of the first movie, I was like, huh.
You cried at the end of the first book?
Yes.
The first book is eight.
Well, see, this is where we're disagreeing. So Justine says Jurassic Park, the original with the two little kids. I don't know if I'd call that an adventure movie for with kids.
Yeah, I think the adults were the leads.
I love Jurassic Park, though.
Yes.
Love. Jason Smith, old reference, but The Wizard with Fred Savage is great for this genre.
Oh, it's ringing a bell. I think I might have to revisit that.
Yeah. I don't remember it, but it sounds like something I would like.
Yeah. Huh.
I like it. Cooper is late. He's got a drug text for us, though.
Oh, yeah.
My dream adventure is the same as a historian, and I hope you're doing great. Wow, that was very sober.
Well, you didn't read it right.
Okay, go for it.
My dream adventure is the same as a historian. I hope you're doing great. Coop, we miss you, man.
Jason says, what about Percy Jackson or the Narnia movies?
I want to see it so bad. We need to see the movie, but I haven't finished the first book. It's all my fault. Sorry. That's a great conversation.
First of all, the Percy Jackson movies got slammed. The first one got slammed so bad they didn't make any more.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Narnia. Again, I thought the books are better than the movies.
Well, yeah, I didn't really get into the movies that much, but I remember liking the books. It's been way too long since those crossed my eyes, though, the books.
Justine says, Little Monsters.
Oh.
I remember Little Monsters. Was it an adventure?
With both Savage brothers.
We're going to have to revisit some of these. This is why we need you nerds.
Yes. Thank you, nerds. Your recommendations don't go unnoticed.
The HP movies were great, but left out so many good book details.
That's true, but you can't. It's so much like Goblet of Fire, voluminous. It's so much. You can't fit that into. They could have split Goblet of Fire into two movies, just like they did with the last one.
The problem with the last one is the first of part seven was so boring. Nothing
was
happening.
It was not boring. You are incorrect.
It was just like Harry staring in a mirror the whole time.
No.
They didn't even have the whole radio thing, the wizard's radio thing.
They had
to
establish the Horcrux dilemma.
Oh, my God. The last movie was the only one that actually had any action. I think we have to do the Little Monsters. Jason says it was great and awesome, so it keeps being
recommended. All right, Little Monsters on the radar.
Honorable mentions that I did not pick.
Okay.
Stand By Me.
Yeah, I saw that.
Everybody loves it. I
don't remember. I remember them finding a dead body.
Yeah, and it's very dramatic. And to me, I want a fun kid adventure movie. I don't want dramatic. Other one, Hook. I still haven't seen the whole thing.
I was going to choose Hook, but it's Robin Williams is essentially the main character. It's not the kids that are defeating a main mission. I mean,
isn't it all kids and Robin Williams and Julie Roberts?
Robin Williams enlists the help of the Lost Boys to help defeat Hook.
I mean, I don't know. Robin Williams, I just think kid movie.
We need to finish that movie, by the way. We started it.
Another one I didn't pick was The Sandlot.
Well, that's not really.
But ultimately, it wasn't it, though? They had to go. Didn't they have to go do a. They went, go get a, the ball or yeah, something? Like, but again, I couldn't remember. So I was like,
it's a sports movie.
Yeah, definitely more sports movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is regarding, but Kate is with you. So well, for once, you have a fan.
Hashtag Arnold John coined today.
Justine, definite adventure between human and monster world, night, time, and day. Ben and Fred Savage, all their friends, all kids. Why have we not watched this wizard movie?
Okay. All right. Let's just get it under our belt.
That's for you to say.
Rufio!
I'm assuming that's also a Hook thing.
Yes. Bangarang. You recruit, dude.
Okay. Time for a couple questions of the week.
Yes.
Do you have your die ready?
Yes.
We can, let's roll anywhere between 1 and 100 so you can do a double roll.
All right, Jason, what'd you say? 1d5? Let's see. We'll do that.
Okay.
Whatever I roll multiplies it by 5.
Okay, great.
13.
By 5 is what? That's too much math. 15, 50, 65?
No, 13 times 5 is 5.
Alexa, what's 13 times 5? 65, like I said the first time.
I really don't appreciate showing the world how stupid we are.
Hey, I said 65. You stupid. Okay, this is fun. Here we go. How, and nerds, please chime in for you as well. Okay. It was really fun last week getting to know what you would say. How would you describe yourself in 3 words? That's a tough
I don't even
one.
Want to tell you what first popped into my head.
No, you have to. You have to. You have to.
The first word that popped into my head was pooptastic.
Very accurate. What else?
I think I have one word. Pooptastic.
I think it's hilarious that everybody is Alexa, Maria, Kate, Jenna, all their Alexas. Man, I want to pause that because I just was saying earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I told Alexa a long thing. I was like, Alexa, remind me this. And I went blah, 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 blah at 1 p.m. And she's like, okay. And she gets the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. She's a smart lady.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Also awesome.
She's in all our houses.
Right. So pooptastic.
Yes. I'm going to think of the other two while you go.
Well, should I give you your 3 from me? I'll give you 3 words to describe you from me.
No, why no, not? No. You do yourself. I'll do me.
Well, you don't want to hear like hot and funny.
What do you guys got?
Stubborn as hell. Stubborn as hell is the 3 words.
All right, you know what? I will give these 3 words to myself. Pooptastic, stubborn, nerdy.
Yes. I like it. Maria says, pooptastic, LOL. I think that would be me too. Curtis Probs.
Run to the family.
3 words
Thanks,
to
Dad.
Describe me. Impatient.
100.
What's the word for never stop? Determined. Mm-hmm. And.
Determined and impatient. Great combo.
And nurturing. Would you agree with
Very
that?
Very accurate.
Okay, good.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Kate, thank you very much for joining us. She said fun show today. She's out.
Bye, Kate. Thank you.
I want to say the 3 words to describe her are fun show today. Justine, aw. Caring, clever, fun. She is a Ravenclaw.
I can get that from all of the text
know,
that she gives us
on
the show. Yes.
Very supportive. So John had, we're not going to do the quiz on air because it take too long, but John had us do this, which Schitt's Creek character quiz. Do you have the link? Can you throw the link?
Nope. Cause I deleted it once we said we're not doing the quiz.
It's in your history.
You can look at it.
It's in your history.
You can look it up. Schitt's Creek quiz. Which character on Schitt's Creek?
I was going to give you guys the link to do it, but he doesn't want to share. So oh, I love it. Summer. Yes, totally. Summer. Goofy, honest, and happy. That is such a great
love it.
Description of
great
summer.
Great description.
Also supportive and just amazing.
Tricky.
See, Jesse wants you to post the quiz.
All right, I'm going to find it.
Go to your history. So he made us do this quiz. We were going to do it online, but it was a very visual. So if you're on the podcast listening, you couldn't see it. So we didn't want to do it online. But it turned out, very surprisingly, apparently, the quiz was, which Schitt's Creek character are you most like? Correct? Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Are you able to put the chats in there, or do you need to send it to me?
I need to send it to you.
Okay.
But how do I do
that? Well, if you send it through Messenger, and then I will plug it in.
Very good.
I got Ted.
And I got David.
Both did just seemed weird. But when he described Ted, it kind of made sense.
So I kind of thought I was Ted after reading her description. And I think she's David after reading that description.
I don't know what that means. But I do love David the most. So maybe. Do you remember what David's description was?
Yeah, super cool. Awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. What was Ted's was like easygoing. I don't know. We could have kept it up, but yeah. He deleted it. So I can't share it with you now. But here's the quiz. I will give it to you guys so you can take it and let us know what characters you get. And that'll be fun. It's posting. YouTube rejected your comment because you need to share it another way.
All right.
Oh, it was too long.
It was too long.
You know what? Why don't you get into
nerd news?
That thing, yeah. And I will make this a tiny URL.
This is the nerd news.
Ooh, nerd news. Okay.
Okay.
We talked about Short Circuit.
Yes.
But it's official now. They're getting a reboot. Will it work in the modern era? Short Circuit. Back then, a robot that is alive. Now we have like 1,000 robots that are alive all the time, all like constantly. Will Short Circuit work in today's movie culture?
Well, I think it goes back to what I was saying with the kids' movies. I think it has to be more edgy and more mature.
Ooh, wouldn't it be great if Short Circuit was like a killing machine?
No, Johnny Five. Well, I mean, he was made for that, but no.
That's right. Yeah.
Johnny Five is a sweet, sweet robot, and you better hope they don't make those as animatronics because we'll have one of those in our house too.
That's the killing robot.
So, but they're doing a reboot?
Yep.
Do you know who's starring in it?
Nope.
Just so many new ideas, and they only do these reboots. Okay. What other nerd news?
I am so excited about this one because we've talked about this. We talk about this movie all the time. I bring it up as a major nerd movie that's just underrated. Constantine. Constantine 2 coming out, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
They're basically writing off the Keanu, like, being hot that, again.
Even the story I read.
They're going to wear him out.
The story I read said that based on like the, you know, when Constantine first came out, it was okay received. It didn't do great at the box office. But now with John Wick and just Keanu's just everywhere, just bringing him back. Constantine 2. Love it.
Okay.
Did we say you watched? Did you see the first one?
I watched the first one. I think I liked the first one. So I don't remember it.
It's amazing.
So is that all your TV and film?
Oh, wait, we have some breaking nerd news.
No, that's not for yet. That's
okay.
You have more TV and film?
I do.
He says, you run the show, babe. And then he wants to run the show. Which one is it?
You want to pop this up real quick?
I'll pop something up.
So, WandaVision, a show coming to Disney Plus. It has been postponed, but look at this picture teasing the show. How excited are you? It's not coming out till January now, but I can wait.
When I saw the post,
this
the photo
will be awesome.
I don't know. When I saw the photo, I was kind of like,
I mean,
I'm so over like the rehashing of everything.
It's not a rehashing.
It is.
They're extrapolating the relationship into a like.
It's a rehashing.
It's not a rehashing.
It's what characters can we put out that we've already seen a million times?
Well, we've seen them, but we don't know how they.
Give us a new character. Give us a new show.
You're going to watch it.
Of course I'm going
to watch it. Yeah.
That's why they do it, because we stupid. Mm-hmm. We sheep.
That's all the nerd news I have.
Okay, great. So let's jump into gaming news, and it looks like Jason Smith is going to give us some
breaking news.
Twitch just donated $1 million to Able Gamers, a nonprofit that supplies specific equipment to allow disabled people to play video games.
That's the best nerd news ever.
Which also makes me think, how much money is Twitch making?
A lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though.
That is really cool news, man. Thanks.
I like it. I also have gaming news. So, you know how it was really hard for us to get a PS5.
Yeah.
Well, meet the first customer to get a PS5. He was the first to get a PS4 too. Patience is a virtue.
How is that?
This is for you. Basically, Joey Chu, who was the first in line to buy the PlayStation 4 for its launch in 2013, and the first in line to get a PS4 Pro when it launched in 2016, out of the blue, got a PlayStation 5 from Sony.
Get out.
And the note said, patience is a virtue. This is for you. I like want to tear up.
Oh, man, that's a great story.
Yeah, and he's like, look, he's so happy and nerdy and just, that was his PS4 when he was getting that.
Nice.
He tweeted something. Okay, this is 100% the craziest thing to happen.
That's cool. We should get him on the show.
And then jack him for his PS5.
Ship him. Hey, welcome to...
Well, let me remind everybody about the scavenger hunt before we go. So let me put that back up. I'll post this on Facebook too, just so you can find it easy.
One action figure in a window, picture of that. Two, a nerdy bumper sticker or decal. They're out there. You just got to spot them, but be safe. Three, live long and prosper in real life. Somehow,
I'm
going to
also make the nerdy bumper sticker decal. It cannot be on our own cars.
Yes.
Because we both could walk out to our own cars right now.
Yes. And it can't be a two nerd sticker.
Well, unless you find it.
Oh, in the wild?
In the wild. And if you're, I'm not a selfie person, so I get if you're not, but if you are a selfie person, it will be awesome to see you put that up. Put yourself in those.
You're taking the quiz.
Oh, I love it. Justine, you got Moira. Like Moira, you have a slight flair for the dramatics and also like to be the center of attention, but that doesn't mean you're not loving and they're your friend and there for your friends and family when they need you.
Oh. Schitt's Creek characters. I love it.
That's my character, my Ronin. She always says, I love it. Like, Ronin, shut your face.
Nerds, you rock. Yep. Just want to say that one more time. Thanks for joining us again.
I want to go back to our, let's see if we can get, yeah, wait. And then I remove this. Wait, do this. No, hold on. Oh. There we go. The messy garage.
Two nerds in a literal garage.
But we're in a garage.
Thanks, nerds.
You guys rock. We love you.
You've been listening to Two Nerds in a Garage podcast. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review as it really helps others find the show, which helps us. Also on all of your other favorite podcast apps, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This show is supported by our listeners just like you. Please visit twonerdsinagarage.com to find all the ways you can help keep supporting us, including our merch shop and direct donations through PayPal. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us.